With diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal cohabitants to the lush rainforest and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Ching Hai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidence stressing the grave state of our planet caused by climate change, Supreme Master Ching Hai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past 2 decades. We must be vegetarian, meaning an animal-free diet, and practice sustainable living. Today we present to you Supreme Master Ching Hai's discussion on climate change titled Bringing Greater Comfort and Sustainability to Our Planet via video conference with our association members in Hamburg, Germany on July the 18th, 2008.
Master, in one of your lectures you reminded us of the power of our thoughts and realizing that we should be much more careful of what we might think.
Yes.
I still had questions about the meaning of it. Then you gave me the book, The Law of Attraction. According to my understanding, it is very important what we think, because sooner or later that will manifest. Is this true, Master? Could you please tell us more about it?
Yes, well, it is true. It is true, but we have to have enough of this power. For example, if your ship, your boat, is big and strong enough in not very strong sea storm, then your ship can weather the problem and sail to the shore safely. Yes? But if your ship is small and wrecked and the storm is very, very strong, even if you are the best sailor, the best captain of the sea, with many years' experience, still it is very difficult and could be impossible as well. That's why we need a lot of people to help us. That's why we need more brothers and sisters, yeah, who join our family. That's why we need more people to be like-minded. You need people to be compassionate and loving and kind to all their brothers and sisters as well as co-inhabitant animals. Otherwise, I just sit here alone, wave my magic sticks and everything will be done. Need I not to say to anybody else? We have to think positive. But the world has to make it with us. Positive thinking always helps, but how far it helps? It depends on how many people think positive and how many people think with this positive, adding to the positive storehouse. Now, you continue to think positive, okay? One more person is always better than less. Yes. And then we spreading all this positive energy and we engage other people to also think positive and do positive with us. Then it will be working. It start with us.
Thank you, Master.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Con kính chào sư phụ ạ. Sư phụ là làm thế nào để giảm khí thải CO2 nhanh chóng, có thể trực tiếp đến nói chuyện với các nhà phát minh ra những kỹ thuật thân thiện với môi sinh về việc bán bản quyền rẻ hơn cho các hãng sản xuất được phát triển và sản xuất hàng loạt ạ?
Có thể làm như vậy được. Có thể cố gắng làm như vậy. It's good. If they do, it's a good idea. Very good idea. Like this, we have more and more people joining the green project. If they do that.
Con cảm ơn sư phụ ạ.
Không có gì.
Master, John Robbins wrote the book Diet for New America, 1987. Are the facts still up to date?
It's a very good book. And he wrote all about vegetarian diet or vegan diet, and there should be nothing wrong about it. Nothing wrong, never. Never anything wrong about vegetarian or vegan diet. It's timeless. There's no need to ask. Suppose even if his book is outdated, maybe you eat vegetarian, you drink this vegan shake that he recommended, and then you die, then I would recommend you drink it, eat it. Die in honor. Die not killing anybody. Die for good cause.
Yeah, Master, I would just say thank you very much for your lovely books about animal friends. Regarding global warming, I can image that the animals can also feel the rapid climate change. I can feel that they also worry about the urgent situation. I'm just wondering if animals are also trying to send us any messages in this regard.
They've been sending all these centuries. Nobody listen. Not just now. They don't worry about climate change, or they don't worry about their own safety or anything like that. They more worry about how humans degrading themselves and mirror in the climate tragedy and the damage of the environment and maybe the destruction of the whole planet. Together with it, it is the status of human, of their heart. The animal worry about that, the degradation, the destruction of humans' noble quality. They do not worry about life and death. For them, they do not worry so much about life and death the way we do, because most of them, mostly they are in connection with their inner self, with the God self inside. And for them, dying is just like changing room. They try to tell us over centuries that we should live a noble life, the life according to Jesus' teaching and Buddha's doctrine. But very few listen. They still say the same. They say the same stuff. They say what I say, be fresh, go green. Save your souls.
Thank you, Master.
Hello, Master.
Hello.
My question is global climate change really caused by humanity, or is it the result of the natural evolution of the planet?
Oh, no, no, no. They already say that this 9 out of 10 disasters are caused by human. And the UN already report confirmed that it's definitely human-caused disaster. And there's no more argument about it.
Okay. Thank you, Master.
Because other planet, they have more evolution than us, or more or less, they don't have this kind of disaster. Not all the planet don't have, it's just that we have it. We are one of those who destroy our own civilization if we continue the destructive way of living, meaning destroying lives, destroying the forest, destroying the air, destroying the water, by doing all the above mentioned actions. Meat eating, logging the forest, fishing, and using too much fossil energy for every little thing that we need or don't need. These are contributing to the trouble that we're facing right now, namely climate change, and nothing else.
Okay, thank you, Master.
Nothing else is there. Evolution is good, and it is a natural process of human to evolve, supposed to from lower consciousness to a higher level of spiritual understanding, always. But sometimes human stamping their feet at one place or regrading a little bit, not always climbing up the ladder of evolution, and that's why. That's why if we don't have enough spiritual understanding resulting from deep inner contemplation and connecting with our inner self, meaning God power, the all-wise and all-loving, and instead we are busy pursuing or relying on outer material help and comfort, and we never have enough of it. Therefore, we grab in more and more each day, And that's how we overspend our merit and over destroy whatever on this planet that is meant to be good for us and is meant to be good for everyone, supposed to be enough for everyone to use. Okay?
Okay, Master. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Master, why aren't the higher evolved extraterrestrial beings helping to save the planet?
That's typical of people. Always doing something, anything, and then when something wrong, they say, oh no, I'm not going to clean it, somebody else, why not? They have more power, more mighty, more money, whatever. No, each one of us is responsible for our actions and the consequences.
Thank you, Master.
Now that's why I ask everybody to return to vegetarian diet. I don't mean you already have, and I thank you for that, and I'm proud of you. My first answer is a question, why do they have to help us? We make a mess, we clean it. No, we are big, no?
Absolutely.
We are big people, we are adults, we have been on this planet for, I don't know, many millions of years. We should have learned it by now. We are big. So many master teachers come here and teach us the wise stuff. We are educated as well. So, we don't sit here and expect anybody to come here and clean the mess after us. No, we're not babies, huh? When you're babies, your mother clean up after your nappies, right? Now, do you expect your mother come and clean your toilet as well? No.
No.
It's not logical, yeah? That's number one. Number two, answer me. Suppose a UFO come here, right onto the Hamburg Center. Maybe all of you already been told by me somehow that, okay, they might be okay. And you greet them with kindness, give them some vegetarian food and some drink, etc. But your neighbor will call the police, and the scientists will come. Some good scientists may be okay, some bad, they will poke their skin or operate on them or put the injection to sedate them and then take their blood if they have any and make an experimental object out of them. Or might kill them even with some experiments like they do with animals in the laboratory. Do you guarantee their safety? If you do, then I ask them to come. Do you? Can you guarantee their safety?
No.
No. You know us very well. You know our planet people very well. And they know it very well. That's why they cannot help us. Oh, my God. Even us, we are scared of ourselves sometimes. I'm sometimes scared of humans more than animals because they can do things to harm you. Animals, even if they kill you, they bite you, you're only physically hurt. But humans, they can make you mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually painful. History has proven it.
Yes.
Thanks.
You're welcome. I wish that they come and help us, but I don't want them to come because they will risk their lives. Mostly they are very peaceful beings. They could destroy us in no time, but they don't want to do that. They have no intention to do that. But if they come here, we might destroy them. That's the thing. Many masters come to our earth up to date, huh? They speak our own language. They eat our food, they wear like us, they talk like us, they're born like us. And people still think of them like alien, strange phenomena, and they kill them. Many of masters have been killed. So I would never, never want any alien to come here. Any of the peaceful citizens of other planet. I don't want them to come here to risk their life and to make the human commit more heinous crime against their benefactor.
Yes.
Don't sit there and pray for that, because if you keep praying, they might come and they endanger themselves. I don't want you to pray for their help.
Okay, Master. Thank you.
Put it this way, if the planet people don't help themselves, oh, let it be. We do our best, that's it.
Okay, thanks.
We don't want to endanger anyone else who are innocent and who has nothing to do with the mess that we're making, that we have made.
Yes.
All right, thank you. We have to think positive. But the world has to make it with us. Positive thinking always helps. But how far it helps, it depends on how many people think positive and how many people think with this positive, adding to the positive storehouse.
Thank you for your company for today's Between Master and Disciples here on Supreme Master Television. Tune in next Friday for part 3 of Supreme Master Qinghai's discussion, bringing greater comfort and sustainability to our planet. And now, Animal World, our co-inhabitants, is coming up next, right after noteworthy news. With heaven's grace, may all beings live harmoniously in dignity and respect.